This is your station, 88.9 KETR. My name is Jared Knight, and I'm joined in studio by Paul Bryan and Chris Ramos. They're talking about a project that Paul's been working on for some time. He is, by day, the creative director as part of the marketing communications team here at Texas A&M University Commerce, but also he is a photographer extraordinaire and has created a project. I don't know exactly how long you've been working on this, and we'll talk about it, but it's being presented by A&M Commerce at the new music building, which is going to be on the 26th of April at 7:30 p.m., and it's called Believe It Anyway. It's a series of moving pictures and sort of scenes that Paul sort of dreamed up and then created, and really fantastic work, at least what I've seen from the trailer. We'll look at that, but talk about, Paul, the inspiration that you had for this project.
This is actually part of my MFA graduate work, and what we were really trying to do when we came to this project was to approach the Bible and the stories that we knew from our childhood in a fresh way, and see how some of these stories kind of hold up throughout the ages.
Sure.
and how they relate to kind of a different set of morality that we kind of have today than we see in the Old Testament. And we started with the story of Abraham and Isaac, which is a beautiful story, but also a very troubling one. When you see a father being told by God to take his only son and sacrifice him, you take that out of context, and it's a
horrific
horror story.
Yeah, sure.
And so that's what we did. Was we shot this in a modern context, tried to pull it kind of out of time in a way, so not wearing Bible robes and stuff like that, but just normal clothes, and just walk through the scenes that happened there. And it came to be, it was a very powerful thing to shoot, and it was it came to be a pretty troubling video as well, I think, but beautiful as well in a way. So we shot that right around Commerce here. Everything was shot within a couple miles of Commerce. And then I came to Chris Ramos, a friend of mine, who's an amazing composer, and he is an honors student here, and he wrote music to go along with it, which I then kind of came back and re-edited the video to fit the music that he wrote.
The film actually, you've indicated, is a culmination of, or a combination of, a couple of different individual pieces. Talk about that.
So yeah, after we did the Akedah, the story of the binding of Isaac, we said, what other stories are like this that challenge us in our faith? So we did story of creation, the story of the flood, in which we look at the animals that weren't saved, the ones that were the world didn't quite make it to the ark,
right?
And why they're innocent souls.
We Akedah comes next, right. And then the story of Jericho we've set in the story of Hurricane Katrina, looking at the power of sovereign forces over life and death, and then we end with the story of Job, which in itself is a creation story. So we end where we begin, and the whole project itself forms what's called a chiasmus, which is a very popular literary technique in Hebrew writing, in which it kind of just forms this parabola in which you start at the top, you go down into the valley, and then you end at the top again.
Were you familiar with the project before the principal photography was being shot?
I was not. In fact, I don't think we actually decided to go forth with the project as it is now until after we finished this video we call Akedah. Paul had seen a late night televangelist. Is
mm-hmm.
that right?
That's right.
And he was preaching and saying all these things, and, you know, just saying things that, you know, I had grown up believing in the Bible, you know, Bible Belt and all that stuff.
Right.
And this guy just walks around this stage and he says, "Believe it anyway," you know, and like these words are flashing at the bottom of the screen, and like the audience is chanting "Believe it anyway." And I was just, when Paul showed it to me, I was completely unnerved. And
right.
I was
the message sort of being, you know, this is, sure, some of these things are fantastic, believe it anyway.
Right.
Okay.
And
it definitely has a two-sided element here, because it feels like an element of ignorance to believe something without proof.
Right.
But that, when you really think about it, is the nature of faith. And to step knowingly into that faith, is that's a really frightening and worrisome thing, and especially when you look at the context of what happens there. So as Christians, we have a pretty interesting step to go forward if you're also trying to approach life from an academic standpoint as well.
Mm-hmm. So what happened then? You shot the principal photography, you had this idea, and then, Chris, you joined the project.
Yes.
As sort of the composer, the soundtrack creator. And right. I wanted to mention here that this is not necessarily a retelling of the story as if it were a movie. Like, you're not going to go down and sit right. down and watch a play acted out or whatever. This is literally a series of pictures, moving pictures, and an audio soundtrack to go along with that, but yeah. not necessarily words. You're not going to have dialogue and things like that.
So these are silent films, and they're going to be presenting in the traditional fashion of a silent film with a live orchestra.
It's just like back in the 20s when the silent films were huge. They would have live orchestras, and I mean, sometimes it'd just be a piano, and that's where we started with Akedah. It was like, oh, well, I'll just, you know, piano, and then it just kind of exploded into this, okay, let's have, you know, ensembles do this with us. We're really bringing balance to when you go and see a movie, nothing is live necessarily.
Right.
And so you're really engaged with what's happening on the screen, but you're not really paying attention to the music behind it. However, what we've done is kind of push the music forward a little bit so that people can actually see the music being performed with the video. And so the music and the visuals work really, really closely together to try and bring the entire experience together as one whole.
I think that's incredible. I think it's going to be something moving, too, for the audience that's sitting there. They're hearing, you know, probably something that would be an impressive orchestral piece on its own, or seeing video that would be an impressive presentation on its own, but these things combined. I don't want to say ethereal because I've only seen the trailer, but the trailer was pretty close. I mean, it's just the idea of this modern way to display art in this fashion. I don't know that this is happening all the time. And so I think, Paul, you might be pushing the boundaries a little bit with this piece, but I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Talk about the way that it made you feel, the way that it's making you feel now that you're seeing what the end product is sort of coming to look like.
Well, yeah, it's really exciting. We're doing rehearsals now, and it's so exciting to see this performed at the same time, to have the video and then have these musicians, just incredible musicians that we have here at Texas A&M University of Commerce, they're playing this music right along with it, hitting these all these cuts and these beats just with the music, and it's something to try to get that to happen. It's been a real challenge to get there, but we're really excited about the experience of having this happen. It's something that I don't think either of us have ever been to anything like this, and so we're excited just to be there.
It's really cool to see in the musicians, too, that I'm working with, who have been such a blessing to the project itself. And as we work through the music, and we've been working on it for a few months now, and now we're actually syncing it to the video, and to see the way that they're affected by the video and the music, and then looking at Paul's work, and they look up and they realize, you know, oh, we do have an art department across the street that we can work with, you know, and create much rounder pieces of art when you involved so many of the different senses involved, as opposed to just looking at visual or just thinking about the music. And
right.
we're actually, for the first time, I think probably in the university's history, we're actually opening these doors and creating these bridges.
So Paul Bryan, creator of the visual piece, and Chris Ramos, who has composed all of the music. Gentlemen, thank you so much. And the presentation is called Believe It Anyway. It's April 26th, Friday night, 7:30, here on the campus of Texas A&M University Commerce in the Jack and Lou Finney Concert Hall.
That's the one.
Here on campus. So that's really exciting. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us, and best of luck in the presentation. And trailer is on at ketr.org. You can see that or visit the website believeitanyway.com.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.